Welcome to the Jewels and Gems podcast. My name is Silvana and I will be your host. In this podcast, we will be discussing all things crystal healing, holistic wellness, modern spirituality, and so much more. Thank you so much for joining me and I can't wait to see you in the show. Hi guys, I hope that you're very well. It's Silvana here and I am back for a new podcast episode. Thank you very much for joining me today. Today we're going to talk about a topic that is very dear to me, something that I really wanted to cover at some stage on this podcast, and that happens to be Mercury retrograde. This is a topic that I find pretty triggering, personally for me as an astrologer, because it's easy to get sucked in into everything that you see online, into everything that people talk about online, you know, from non-astrologers to astrologers to wannabe astrologers and so on and so forth. I really thought it was important to put this topic on the table and for me to say what I have to say as a professional astrologer regarding Mercury retrograde. What is Mercury retrograde? What it is not? Things to do, things not to do, of course. But at the end of the day, I have very strong opinions on this topic and it felt very important for me to share this with you. If you're someone, for example, that is a bit confused by the whole thing or not sure, what is the deal? Because some people make it such a big deal when you really think about it. Every time a retrograde comes, there's so much like bad press about it. And I am here today to give you my own perspective. So then you can make up your own mind. So first of all, let's mention that, before I get into this, I just want you to remember, guys, that I have decided last minute, I was supposed to put this to an end, but I decided to extend my discounts for my birthday. So 28% off on all Mystic sessions. So if you want to book with me a one-on-one live reading session that will be focused around your natal chart astrology, now is the time. You can book in any time between this month, next month, anything later than that is okay. You don't have necessarily to book in this month if it doesn't suit, as I don't have many slots available anyway. And book in your slot. It would be my absolute pleasure to dive into your chart with you. We can really explore, what is it that makes you, your strength, your challenges around any topic that you wish. If you're looking for guidance regarding, for example, your career, whether it is related to karma, past lives, purpose, and everything in between, feel free to contact me. If you have any questions before you book in, that is absolutely fine. You can find me on Instagram at jewelsandgems.shop or as well on Facebook or email. You know where to find me. So make sure you ask. I will also put details in the show notes. So that's that. Now, let's dive in into Mercury. So I really want first to explain what is Mercury, because I feel that a lot of people don't actually really understand what it is. Yes, it is a planet, indeed. But in astrology, it's a little bit more than that. First of all, I like to go through the mythology side of things because I find it so much easier to understand it from that perspective. Mercury in astrology is connected to the god Hermes, and Mercury is in mythology the messenger of the gods when we really think about it. He's the one that is here to bring messages to them. That is really what his position is, which is a very important position. He also, in mythology is a god himself, but his role is really to relay messages. And what does that mean? It is transportation, communication, obviously. And that's very important because It also makes Mercury very, very good with all things associated with relying that information. So that makes Mercury very clever, very intelligent. There has to be that ability to be able to rely information in a way that's going to be efficient, productive, powerful, and, that's the gist here. On top of that, it is the planet, as we said, of communication, is the planet of day-to-day expression. Mercury's action is basically focused on really putting things together, getting a bit of info here, a bit of info there, putting it all together so that it makes sense. And that makes this planet in astrology, if we start to take a closer lens in astrology rather than mythology, is going to be all about being curious, analytical, unemotional to a certain level, but very, very intelligent. And on top of that, Mercury happens to be the ruler of Gemini. So that's very important to mention, but also Virgo. So it is in domicile in Gemini, and it is in exaltation in Virgo, which basically means that when Mercury is in the sign of Gemini, for example, you happen to have Mercury in Gemini in your chart, that means that Mercury is in his home sign, and Mercury is very happy to be in Gemini because it's an energy that Mercury will be able to understand. And Gemini is an energy that will be able to be expressed very easily by Mercury. That makes you potentially a very strong and very good communicator. But then if you happen to have Mercury in Gemini, then on the other side of the coin, what's very interesting is Mercury in Virgo is exalted. That means, as the word suggests, Mercury feels excited in Virgo. It's an energy that suits him even better because it really embodies the full potential of Mercury, which is all about, okay, Gemini wants to gather information together. It's all about being curious and open-minded and getting it from everywhere. But Virgo is going to be the one to really put that information to practice. It will do something with that information. Because what's the point in gathering all of that knowledge if you don't do anything with it? You get my point. So here, I really want to emphasize that if you do have Mercury in Virgo, for instance, that makes you such a powerful, efficient, analytical communicator. Of course, then you have to look at the rest of the chart to make sure it depends on the house where it is, depends if there are any aspects, and so on and so forth. But this is just a basic overview of all this. So, something else I really want to mention is Mercury rules, obviously, communication, self-expression. And back then, in mythological times, that would have been relying information through the use, obviously, of, birds, messengers. I was going to say pigeon messengers because that's how we say it in French. But yeah, they would send birds to rely one message to another. That was the old style way of communicating and relying information. That's why Mercury, the actual glyph, is that round head with horns on top, but those horns actually happen to be wings, which symbolize that, in case you're wondering. Nowadays, what does that concretely mean? Emails, phone calls, internet, all of these things, Wi-Fi. So yeah, it's so powerful. It's gone so much bigger, and that's why Mercury, over decades, centuries, and so on, has really increased in its meaning, its power, and its influence. Let's just put things the way they are. This is what it is. But on top of that, Mercury is also about transportation. So definitely anything related to cars, buses, trains, and so on and so forth is impacted by Mercury because it is ruled by Mercury when we think about it. And, something that I find very interesting is, if we also look at it, is it's about, putting things together, as we said, but there's a bit of a nervousness to that, because if we think about Gemini and Virgo, there's a bit of a nervousness to them sometimes, So the question really here is, you know, how do we actually, you know, handle that energy? You know, how do we express? How do we rely on formation? You know, these are very Mercurian topics. You know, how do we learn and exchange ideas? All these things are very important during strong Mercury transits. Transits is basically when it goes from one sign to another, or when it goes from stationing direct to stationing retrograde, and those things. And yeah, I think it's very important also from on a personal level to also remember that, you know, Mercury is so important because it represents your mind. So how do you think? How do you, how does your mind function? What is your way of thinking? How do you communicate? How do you express yourself? How do you put things into words? You know, how do you rely on information? How, you know, all those things, how curious can you be? How witty you might be, how intellectual you might be, what topics you might be interested in. All those things are very powerful Mercurian topics. Now, this is what I really wanted to cover. I really wanted you to understand the power and importance of Mercury, which is why in astrology we also consider it a personal planet. It moves very, very fast. And that's why it's also very important. And what I really wanted to say, as we dive now into the part where I really wanted to touch on what Mercury retrograde is really about and what it is not, the do's, the don'ts, the things to prioritize. We're going to cover all this today. First of all, I really want to emphasize something important. In case you didn't know, Mercury as a planet in astrology, just like the moon, it has its own, it has its own way of functioning in the solar system. And it happens to go retrograde 3 times a year. It's a lot when you really think about it. It's a lot because it's not a cycle that lasts a couple of days. A retrograde, you know, can last, you know, a few weeks, you know, sometimes a month. But you see, what's very interesting to remember is that, you know, just, I really want to emphasize that just like the moon, it has its phases. And that's how I look at a retrograde. It's like a phase. You know, the moon is in, is it a new moon? Is it a full moon? Is it a waxing moon? Is it a waning moon? And how each of these, depending on the sign it falls in, will trigger a different kind of energy. And, you know, it is a cycle, constant cycle of, you know, birth, death, rebirth, etc. Here, this is so powerful because that's not a million miles away different from Mercury going into those periods where it's stations direct, stations retrograde, stations direct, stations retrograde. It's just, you know, slightly different. But for me, these two planets are so similar on that level. And I really want to emphasize that. And something else that's really important is that Mercury, whenever Mercury is in retrograde, for instance, it basically is in that same closing phase as a full moon. Because full moon is the culmination point where now we have collected everything, we've reaped the fruits of our own labor, and now things have to die to be able to be reborn. And then that's where you go through that new moon phase. Here, it's very similar with the retrograde. The retrograde is the culmination point where we have to close a cycle. So it's the end of the cycle. And then, you know, we're getting ready to complete, as we have completed that, we're getting ready to open a new one, you know. And, you know, when you really think about it from this perspective, I think it eases a lot of the pressure that people put on themselves whenever they hear that there's a retrograde. Because personally, I am from the team that says that there is nothing to fear. There is nothing for you to fear when you hear that Mercury retrograde is coming. There's nothing to be wary of. There's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to dwell on. And it is just a moment in time where the energy is shifting. It's as simple as that. I mean, it's something that happens 3 times a year at the end of the day. You know, I mean, it's pretty powerful and we need it. And we're going to touch on that. Why do we actually need retrogrades? Because I think it's super important to remember that in astrology, everything is important, whether it's something that's supposed to be super, I don't like that word, but beneficial and supportive and lucky, or if it's something that's considered more, you know, challenging and difficult. And of course, depending on where it falls, whether we're going to touch on that at the end of this episode as well, if it's going to be a retrograde in Libra, which is the case at the moment, Libra, then Virgo, then it's going to have a different energy than if it was in Aries, for example, or in Taurus or Gemini or Cancer or whatsoever, etc. Because that will change the topic of focus. It will change slightly the meaning. It will also change the impact that it might have for you in your birth chart. Just like the moon, because let's be honest, when there's a full moon in Libra, when there's a new moon in Virgo, this might not have the same level of importance and impact on you. Because we all have a unique different chart. We have our own placements. We're all different people. So, you know, it cannot all impact us on the same level and in the same way. And this is something super important. I really want you to remember, guys. And, you know, to go back to what I said about, you know, I've seen lately online, to be honest, something really, really bothering me. And I really wanted to touch on that because it's so important to tell you that you shouldn't really be looking too much at what is being said online, especially on social media. Oh my God, especially on social media about Mercury retrogrades. And I'll tell you why. I've came across a lady the other day that quite a lady, you know, she's wonderful. I'm not going to say her name because, you know, that's not what it's about. A very nice lady. She has a really big following on Instagram. You know, she's spiritual herself. She's a psychic and she's doing fantastic work and she's wonderful. But she was basically posting like posts, reels, stories on Instagram where she's basically complaining about all the bad stuff that's been happening to her in the last few days associated with Mercury retrograde. And literally listing every single negative thing that she thinks happened to her because of Mercury retrograde and dwelling on it, complaining about it. And, you know, it almost went through near cursing. And I was like saying to myself, well, you know, that's what people need to be wary of, because again, no disrespect, but the lady is not an astrologer, first of all. So she has to be careful as to what she says. I'm not saying that she can't talk about it, but you have to be wary. It's like, you know, I don't know. I can't come up with an example right now, but, you know, something like that, especially when you're someone that's influential, if you have some kind of influence online, you have to be careful what you say. And that really bothered me because I thought to myself, you know, that didn't happen to you because of a retrograde. This certainly didn't happen to you because of a retrograde. And I really don't think that cursing is going to be the answer here to any of your problems and dwelling about it either. You know, at the end of the day, you know, when we are in that phase that is a retrograde, there's this very important keyword to remember. What is the focus of a retrograde? I'm going to tell you now very simply. It's all words that starts with re-evaluate, review, reflect, realign, release. This is what a retrograde is all about. Whichever planet we're talking about, this is going to be the focus. And of course, depending on the sign, where in your chart does it fall in, which house and everything, is going to have a bit more signification. But typically, a retrograde is here to invite us to pause. This is a time where we, start to evaluate things around ourselves. You know, for example, things to do. Check, double check, triple check your emails before sending anything. Same for your texts. Same for, all those letters and things like that. Be wary that maybe there could be like little, tricky situations related to technology. So maybe save, backup things. Some people from the past might contact you. That's something that also sometimes can happen during Mercury retrograde. So if there could be a reason for it. Maybe this Mercury retrograde is inviting you to face those things from the past for you to be able to, finish off and release, There's just so much more to me than just little technical difficulties associated with Wi-Fi, or your exes are all gonna come back to you during this time. They're all gonna contact you and tell you how much they love you and how much they want you back, or all those silly pop astrology silly stories that you might hear. There's just so much more than that. So what can you do during this time to really embrace the magic of Mercury retrograde? Because for me, there's a lot of magic in this time. It's not about not making decisions or, not doing anything and stopping everything. Just as a matter of example, I am actually traveling this month, at the end of the month, during a retrograde. Well, there's, I would say, a lot of people out there that will tell you, oh God, don't travel. Bad idea. This is not good. Something will happen to you. Again, this is just silly preaching. I'm going to travel actually during this retrograde. And, I will keep working online as I do during this retrograde. I will keep emailing people. I will keep making decisions. But I think the key here is to remember not to make drastic decisions. I think that is really the important. So if it's okay, it's okay if it's something from day to day. But of course, I would not necessarily advise someone to take a big drastic decision on a retrograde. So, if it's something that involves completely, moving out to living in a different country, or, changing your job or whatever, like these big topics, maybe wait. I think I would suggest take the time with this retrograde to really think it through. Are you sure this is what you want? Are you sure you're ready for it? Are you sure that the situation and the timeline is suitable for you right now? That okay. But day to day, absolutely keep doing things, at the end of the day, it would be foolish considering that it's something that happens 3 times a year to stop everything and stop living your life, So what can you do during this time? Let go of anything that is not assisting your purpose. Number one, very important. This is a time of release. This is a time of letting go. Take the opportunity during this month to really focus on that, whether that's through journaling, through tarot pulling, through all these practices that I always love to talk about because to me they're so freaking powerful. Next, start to look at how are you actually living in alignment with your values and the way you see your life, the way you see the world and everything. Start to really review your life situation. Does that suit me? Am I happy with this? What is supporting me and what needs to get out? Next, clear your space. This is a wonderful time for a spring clean. And of course, what's wonderful is that we also happen to be in Virgo season right now, which is also a time for reorganization. So now, if you haven't done it yet, now is the time to clear out completely your home, your workspace, clear, cleanse, heal your body, your mind, and your soul. This is what it's all about, to be able, after the retrograde, to start from a clean slate. Then another thing would be to release any kind of relationships, human interactions, or connections that are not beneficial to you and that are not supporting you. Super important. It's so crucial to learn to let go during a Mercury retrograde. You have to learn to let go. And another example would be to, ponder and reflect on what is really your impact and your role in, you know, in the community, in your close community, in the collective work, for example, in your workspace. It's not so much family here, it's slightly bigger. It's like in your local community, how much involved are you? Reflect on that, you know? Are you, for example, looking to get more involved? Well, now is the time to really think about that. You know, what is it that you really want to bring to the table? You know? All those topics for me are super important to prioritize during this time. Really, like, I cannot emphasize the importance of that. And something else I really want to mention is, we're going to talk about that after, but, other things that I like to recommend doing to harness a Mercury retrograde is to slow down and rest. So if you've been really busy, you've been putting in a lot of work, and you're like, you know, you feel that now is the time to rest, well, take this opportunity right now during this Mercury retrograde to pause. You know, follow the 3 R's we've talked about: reflect, review, realign. This is super, super important. For example, maybe as we said, hold off any important or serious conversations. If you can, that is okay too. Just maybe take a little bit more time to make sure everything is sorted, that you're happy with everything, that everything is right. Take a new perspective, tune into your intuition, you know, review and reflect on everything that has happened and everything you've done since the last retrograde. That is a fantastic exercise. So, you know, it happens 3 times a year. So have a look, when was the last Mercury retrograde? Very easy, just Google it, guys. You can find all the dates super easily. And, you know, look at that period when Mercury was stationing direct. What are all the things that you've been doing? You know, the path that you've chosen to follow. And, you know, ask yourself, you know, am I happy with the progression that I've had? Am I happy with the path that I've taken? Am I aligned with everything that has passed? Super powerful. So yeah, I mean, you know, this is what I see a retrograde, you know, and when you see all those people like about, oh my God, here is Mercury retrograde. You know, make sure you read my survival guide about Mercury retrograde, you know, ridiculous stuff. You know, really, you know, I really think that this is, you know, it's such a shame, because it's putting the power of astrology in the hands of the wrong people. And it's demonizing something that is actually so powerful and beneficial. A cycle that lasts 3 weeks, 3 times a year. I mean, you know. So yeah, that's my perspective on it. And now, if we were to just cover, you know, what this particular retrograde is going to be like, the one we're actually going through right now, this won't be long. I won't go too deep into details just because it would take too long. But if we were to give you an overview, so first of all, it's important to mention it's going to be a Mercury retrograde in Libra. It's happening in the sign of Libra, and it will be regressing into Virgo. So basically, it just means that, you know, for 3 weeks, rather than Mercury keeping going its normal trajectory the way that it usually does, it's just going to, you know, slow down, but slow down so much to the point that it seems like it's going backwards. But this is just an optical illusion. Actually, what's happening is it's just kind of going really, really slowly. And that is, in a nutshell, what the word retrograde means for any planet. So what I really wanted to touch on is, number one, it started back in September 9th. And it's going to stay with us until early October. So I would say I think it ends on the October 10th, and then it will be back in Virgo. But something very important to understand is that at the moment, we also have other planets in retrograde. So if you're feeling that there's a very strong energy of, you know, death and rebirth and end of a cycle, beginning of a new one for you in your life personally, don't forget that we also happen to have Jupiter, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto all in retrograde at the moment. I mean, this is a lot. That's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 planets. So, you know, take it easy, take it slow. Now is not the time to rush. slow down, you know, show patience, reflect on everything. You know, I think Mars as well at the moment is, you know, it's in pre-retrograde shadow phase. Every time a planet is getting ready to start its retrograde, it goes through what we call a shadow phase. It's basically kickstarting slowly that process. But anyway, Mercury in Libra, especially retrograde in Libra, it's really going to show and emphasize on relationships, I guess, in my opinion. So definitely, until it goes back into Virgo, it's going to be a focus on, you know, your interaction with other people. You know, it's going to be a time for you to reflect on how are your interactions with people in your life. Is there any particular people that you're invited to release, to let go of? You know, have you been going through certain challenging conversations lately, you know, generating conflict of some kind? Now is the time to put all this to bed, talk to these people, clear everything, say what you have to say so that the conflict is now over. There's no more tension, and really tell them everything, you know. But also, very importantly, Libra is the zodiac signs associated with relationships. And something really powerful about Libra, and that can be as well a bit of a shadow aspect of Libra, is the sense of codependency, depending on other people. So now is going to be a strong opportunity for you to evaluate and pinpoint if there is any way in your life that you may be showing the codependency on somebody. And if that's the case, you are being invited now to work on this. But really, you know, face that situation, heal it, and let it go. Really, this is the time to do the work. And something that can be potentially difficult is, you know, definitely there's a tendency with Libra, for example, to avoid confrontation. Like, I have a moon in Libra, for example, and I can tell you one thing. Confrontation is not something that suits me. It's not something that I enjoy at all. I find it very difficult to deal with that. And I can tell you one thing, now is going to be the time as well, during this particular retrograde, to stop avoiding conversations that might, you know, that might be challenging for you. Now is the time to step up, to step in, and to tell them exactly what you think. Really. You know, it's that really strong sense of, you know, I don't want to upset you, but at the same time, I have to tell you what I believe. I have to tell you what I think, because it's only fair. And, you know, that is super important. You know, it's also important to release any excess thinking, because Libra is an air sign, so there's a tendency to think a lot. I have an air moon, so I am a master overthinker. So I really want you to remember that now is about really, you know, breaking up any negative patterns associated with your relationships in your life. And, you know, taking responsibility to put things into order is then going to be embodied by Mercury going back into Virgo, which is going to happen towards the second half of that three-week period of retrograde. I think towards the 23rd of September, if I'm not mistaken, it's going to be back in Virgo. Virgo energy is very different. Virgo energy is very analytical. It's very oriented towards, you know, putting things into order, clearing, cleaning, healing. So definitely when Mercury will be back in Virgo, but still retrograde, it'll be about taking care of any old or unfinished business that we have, projects, anything, and put things back into order and making sure that we have checked all the small print to make sure that we're on the same page and that everything is in perfect order, that everything is the way it should be. So definitely I would also say, I'm not going to go deep into the trend, the aspects of this retrograde, because this would take a whole episode. But I think the idea here is for you to guys remember to, you know, I mean, don't be afraid to just do this work. You know, it might be uncomfortable, but this retrograde is really inviting us to do so. For more deeper insight, make sure you look at your chart to see where does Libra and Virgo fall into your chart. That will give you an even deeper insight about what this particular retrograde will mean for you. But generally speaking, be good to yourself, be kind, be gentle to yourself, but also to other people, of course, because of the Libra component of this. And, you know, do the inner work. How? I'm going to say it again, like a broken record, spiritual work. Spiritual tools are here to support your nervous system, you know, and your emotional well-being. So diving deep into meditation, hypnosis, tarot, crystal rituals, astrology, all of those wonderful tools. And if you really want to dive deeper in this, but maybe don't feel the call of booking a one-on-one reading with me, I definitely would recommend to check out our courses. I have some lovely courses that I've created. One is more focused on becoming a modern mystic and starting your journey into embracing your spiritual side and your inner mystic. But then I also have a course which is all about getting started with reading your own birth chart by yourself. So this is my birth chart reading masterclass. Those two courses at the moment are both available at 50% off for you guys with the code VIRGOMAGIC. I will put all the details in the show notes if you're interested. I'm offering them to you half price at the moment. Yeah, take this time to do the inner work and prioritize your, you know, well-being. This is what it's all about. This is what a Mercury retrograde is all about. And yeah, take a magical, mystical course with me. If you have any questions about the courses or the mystic session readings, please reach out to me. I will be absolutely delighted to answer all your questions and help you and support you guys. This is super important to me. And yeah, if you haven't done it already, please make sure that you rate, subscribe to the podcast on whichever platform you're listening it on. And you know, thank you so much for listening, because that means a lot to me. And I really want to leave you with one thing, one last word regarding today's topic. You know, astrology does not define you. You define astrology. And that is something super important. I want you to remember that fatalistic astrology is absolutely, absolutely wrong. And you have to be careful on what you read about, what you hear, what you see, because astrology is not about that. It's so much more. We give power to it. It's for us to tap into its magic, and we have the power to shift things and do things for ourselves using astrology as the wonderful tool that it is. Thank you so much, guys, for listening to today's episode. And I wish you all a beautiful day, and I will be talking to you soon. Bye, guys.